The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm going to talk about short girl problems because I'm a short woman and I've got them. Hey, welcome to Friday. We made it. I told you it is officially the weekend here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic did me a solid the other day. We have a big pantry and at the very top, things had gotten out of place. And so I said, can you help me? Because I can't reach and whatnot. And he fixed everything so that I could reach. There are also times when something is at
just
the bottom.
Admit, Dana, you have to live with the stepping stool, okay?
I do.
Stepping stools in multiple places all around the house.
There are also times when the washing machine, something's at the very bottom and I have to call my husband to go get it at the bottom of the washing machine.
And the thing is you're not that short, though.
5'2"?
5'2 is not that bad. I mean,
5'2 on a good day, dude.
Dude, you think it's not short because you like little Latina women. I fit the bill. 5'2 is tiny. 5'5 is the average height
of a
woman.
I think that's how tall my mom is. She was the shortest person in our house.
I'm 3 inches below average. I wish
you
I could have gotten 5'5.
Just got a bunch of little step stools everywhere.
I got them in every room.
Everywhere. And she gets mad at me when I put something on them because she's like, I'm going to use that.
I can't handle it. He'll hang his pants on my stepping stool. I'm trying to go get stuff and there's crap all over them. Every room from the living room to the kitchen.
Hey, how big are these stepping stools? Like 3 feet big?
Some of them are big. Yeah. Like when she has to go high.
I'll use them
if I have to change a light bulb or something.
If I have to get stuff at the top of my closet, I have to use the giant stepping stool.
I'm going to tell you right now, Dana's never seen the top of the refrigerator.
You know what? We need to clean up there. Now that I think about it, we need to get up there. It probably stinks.
I'm worried. I don't want you to fall from that high up, dude.
Short girl problems. How do you handle it? Hit me up right now. Phone lines are open or at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Anthony A. National Day.
Shout out to Detroit Style Pizza.
Oh,
why?
Yeah. Deep dish style pizza. That is.
Why are we talking about that?
It's at National Detroit Style Pizza Day. We'll start with that one.
What is Detroit Pizza?
It's like a square.
It's a square. Yeah.
Why did you try to get it on the game?
First, you got New York, you got Chicago. Don't try
it. It's similar to like a Sicilian cut pizza, okay?
Right,
and we also got National Pink Day. So go ahead and throw some pink on and rock it out this Friday, yo.
You know who looks really good in pink? My husband, DJ Automatic. It's
nice.
A good color for you.
Okay, cool.
It's sexy.
You don't like pink? Don't get all mad at me.
No, I like pink, but I want to keep it moving here on the National Day.
You don't like to talk about you and mauve. All right. It is also National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
We can't do that. Our dogs are hairy.
We did it one time, though.
Yeah. Everybody was like, get them dogs away from me.
Nobody was a fan of it, really.
No, nobody.
Nice dogs, not a good place.
Beautiful dogs from a distance, but they're huskies and they just hair everywhere.
And shout out to Elsa. So today is National Let It Go Day.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Let it go.
You gotta do that. When you hang on to things, it can make you sick. It can make your mental sick. It can make you physically ill. I used to have a real big problem with my family. I have a crazy family. From the moment I was born, all my earliest memories, things were wild. And I let all of that go. And now I love being around them. Look forward in small doses to being around my family. If you hang on to things, it's only bad for you.
You only look forward to small doses because you're so short.
You shut your face.
I was going to come back to that. I knew somehow I was going to come back to that.
Let it go and reach for the top of the refrigerator if you can.
There you go, Dana.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's go back in time and think about our own childhoods and specifically this time of year, summertime memories. That's what we're discussing.
The Parents Court.
Oh my gosh, I loved playing outdoors. There were so many different things about summer that were fun.
Let's establish something right now.
What, Automatic?
Our childhoods are very different from kids right now.
Not necessarily.
Well,
it
not
depends.
A lot of kids play outside and like spend their time. Like, I didn't come home until it was dark.
Well, that's because parents are helicopter parents. We're so afraid. Oh my gosh, don't leave the yard. And we used to rise, run the streets. You know, just go and I wouldn't come home till right before the sun came up.
I hated heat.
Or went down, rather.
I hated the hot weather as long as I was a kid. Like, since I was a kid,
no,
I've hated
Anthony?
Hot weather. So, right away, when you talk about summer, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, the first month that we would be out on break, me and my brother would play so many video games for just, like, from sun up to sun down.
So
like, some good, like, 4 a.m. gaming. We'd just be playing Madden all night long.
I never had video games like that.
Oh, you're going to go on a poor thing again?
No, I just did.
We can do a pour off.
I have friends though that have video games that I'd be going to their house. But it's interesting you said that about the heat, because for me, I don't ever remember feeling hot. I just wanted to be outside all the time. I bet I was that stinky kid. You know, kids smell like dogs when they come inside. Yeah. That was me.
I had such a privileged childhood because my grandma and my grandpa, they were rich. They lived on a lake.
Okay.
And I would go and stay with them as much as I could, especially during the summer.
Because you want to be a chore?
Yeah, because they would have boating, tubing, fishing. Jeez. I mean, I was living the life. And then we decided, or my dad decided, we're going to move to New Mexico. And I went from boating and fishing to learning what tecatos were and trying to avoid the tecatos.
At the park?
At the park. Don't step on the needle.
Anybody? I'm not going to translate tecato right now. Well, I just think about my childhood, and there's so many different things in summer specifically that I loved. My nanny used to take me to the park, to the pool, and I would be one of the first people in line. The doors wouldn't even open, and I'd stand there and wait, and she would sit outside and wait for me. It was so hot, and she would just sit under the trees, just sweating, because she would know how much I loved it. And I was the only child, so she would suffer through the heat so I could have fun and play. Also, our backyard, we had this kiddie pool. I thought it was the best thing ever. And my friend Vanessa would come over, and my grandma would make burritos with the homemade tortillas.
Oh,
please,
dang,
with some sweet Kool-Aid. Come on.
Shout out to Mr. Baca. He was not my, obviously not my dad, but he was my best friend's dad. He was retired by the time we were like 10.
Oh, he's an older dad?
And he used to take us to baseball games. He would take us what else would he do? He would take us to this place called Fort Marsh. We'd go play basketball every morning. He was a great guy.
Man, that's brother. So much fun. You guys had fun ones. My grandma, she, you know, it was casino first in our family.
So you got to see the parking lot?
So I got to see the parking lot. Or sometimes, like, my grandma would just leave us at, my mom would drop us off at my grandma's house, and then my grandma would wait till my mom left, and then she would go to the casino, and then I would be there home alone. So
that's like, at least you were in the car. Yeah, so all hot.
Well, one time, my grandma left us home alone, me and my friend Adrian, and we did our first prank call ever together.
Oh.
And we prank called Baskin Robbins, and we asked them, we said, hey, do you have the flavored chocolate shit? And then we hung up the phone, and they called us back, and they said they were going to report us, dude. Yeah, they said they were going to call the police. And Adrian started crying.
The police are coming.
That you're going to jail for a crank call?
Yeah. Baskin Robbins, yeah. 31 flavors.
Oh, my gosh. I also remember, and don't ask me why I thought this was so fun, a sprinkler.
I used to love the sprinklers.
Well, think about it. I would just jump over it over and over for hours at a time. What was I doing?
Damn. Did you have that one that connected to the water hose that would go?
Yes. And then the one that would just go back and forth. Shoo. Remember that one? I love that one too.
How about the fancy one that would go in circles?
Oh, man, we couldn't afford that one. That was the neighbors. That was like the funnest thing of all time. So we've had this family on hold forever. We have a little one on the line. What's your favorite thing to do during summer?
Swimming.
Yes, you heard me. I loved to swim when I was little, too. Do you get really hungry after you swim?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask this question, and Mom might be able to relate a little better. Do you ever have just real cold sandwiches after, and they just taste so good after you swim?
Girl, in that lunchbox? Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I knew Mom was going to know what I was talking about.
Yes.
I'm like, this is the best sandwich I've ever had.
Yes.
And those plain Lay's chips taste like, no, I don't know what it is.
Because you're so tired.
I think after you swim, anything tastes best.
It was so good. I'm so hungry, girl. I'm so hungry.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B sharing some insight that I think can help every person listening get a little closer to success. Let's talk about that and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Sherwin-Williams, famous people's birthdays and...
We have Willie Cutt, a TikTok star, celebrating his birthday. And we'll wrap it up right there, dude. Light up birthdays. Happy birthday if it's your day today.
All right. Let's start off talking about Ice Spice. She's just so hot right now. We're talking songs with Taylor Swift, songs with Nicki Minaj. She's the face of Skims. Double XL, Carl said, you want to be on a freshman cover? And she's like, nah.
She ain't got time for that. She's bigger than that already.
She is. She's, you know, she's on festival lineups. And I do want to shout out one of our good friends, though, Glorilla. She did make the cover. Congratulations. I'm such a fan of hers. Go to YouTube, subscribe to Dana Cortez Show, and check out our conversation with Glorilla. All right, now let's talk about Rihanna. She was in Paris. Pharrell debuted his runway fashion. He's the head of Louis Vuitton now. And LeBron James gave her a big hug and was rubbing her belly. Now, there are a lot of people who say that he shouldn't have done it, that he crossed a line, that Rihanna had a huge crush on him, and that it was uncomfortable. Uncomfortable for who? She looks fine.
She looks like Buddha. That belly needs to be rubbed. You get some good luck out of that belly.
It's not uncomfortable for his wife, Savannah.
Why would it be uncomfortable? I don't think there's anything like sexual or weird about that.
Because Rihanna swooned over LeBron for a long time, dog. It's just a little weird energy there. But, you know, Savannah's a beautiful woman herself. So
let's let the people decide. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram and answer the question. I got the video up. Do you think this is a friendly belly Buddha rub, like Automatic said? Or did LeBron go a little too far? Arden, and finally, Cardi B is talking very openly about her hit smash, Bodak Yellow. I mean, that put her on the map. She was already big with Love and Hip Hop and all of that. But Bodak Yellow set off her music career. And she said the video cost her $10,000. She's like, now I got money. At that time, she said it was a stretch. I was so scared. It was everything I had, every dollar. She says, thank God I did it.
Oh, so she paid $10,000 for her own video?
Her own video out of her own money.
Now that you got your EP out, Aunt, are we putting 10 grand down on a video?
No, there's no reason to do that. It's a stand-up thing. At all, dude.
Why don't you have a video to your EP?
There's no reason to do it, dog. I love Cardi B.
I'm trying to set you up for success, man.
We will, dude. We will when there's $10,000 to put up, all right?
But also, what the hell are you talking about?
I love Cardi B, but this whole like Bodak Yellow and the origin story is starting to sound like the man who went fishing, where it's like every year the fish grows by an inch.
It gets bigger.
Yeah,
and bigger.
Dude, every year she's like accomplishing more. It's wild, though.
Just from Bodak Yellow. All right, invest in yourself. I promise you, it's the best bet you'll ever make.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.